T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Braves tonight send Tuki Toussaint to the mound against Nate Pearson, trying to take 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays and see what Tuki has. And we expect Freddie Freeman to return and Nick Markakis to possibly be in the lineup tonight. He pinch hit last night. It was good to see Markakis back, Hugh. If another reason, then maybe the Braves will have a chance to, you know, use that veteran presence again. If you're not going to have it on the pitching staff, you certainly have it in the dugout, in the locker room, and on the field too.
Yeah, you know, they were talking about last night how, you know, Nick is the kind of guy that you know, he can jump out. He can, what did he say? Nick said he could get out of the bed and hit 280 or something like that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be pretty cool to have him back in the lineup.
There's that. The other big headline this morning, of course, opening round of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Tiger back on the course. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And the Falcons making news at Flowery Branch. Now, this morning, the Falcons have released a statement here regarding some of the outreach they're doing in their community, and it has to do with the election coming up and their willingness as a franchise to jump into helping you know, bring out the vote here. This is a video that the Falcons have put out in regards to how they are going to be part of this.
Everybody's vote counts. Everybody's voice is important. Everybody's voice should be heard. The position of just sitting on the sidelines, to me, is no longer acceptable.
For the people, by the people, we make the decisions. Just knowing our impactful vote and our voice matter.
To have the right to be able to go and make a decision that could impact people around you that you love and care about.
Our challenge to everybody in our community is to pull their own weight. So I encourage everyone to get out there, rise up, and vote.
So the Falcons have released this. Again, this is part of their outreach program here to get people vested. I know that the Hawks have done the same thing in terms of State Farm Arena, and so we'll see how this works. Outreach programs, I guess, when it comes to voting are good. But we'll see what the Falcons can impact in terms of the vote that's going to be. It's going to be I think the voting is going to be heavy in November. Let's put it that way.
The one thing about it, John, the Falcons know they're very, very influential. They there's a lot of guys that people look up to. And, you know, to be honest, I remember back when I played, voting was nothing that was really talked about a whole lot. Like it is now. And I think that's pretty cool because, like, as a former player, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, politics so much wasn't involved with sports. And, you know, you always heard people say, well, you know, shut up and play sports and things of that nature. I commend the Falcons for this. And every other NFL team and every other NBA or whomever else, WNBA, whatever, for getting involved. Because a lot of times, man, I think that also lends to why people feel like athletes are different, because for so long guys have never had a voice on either side of anything. And now I think people are just, you know, they're getting used to the new normal, you know. And I know we don't like to use that word, but I think that this is what this is, John. You got a lot of athletes nowadays that they have a voice and they have a stance on certain things that are going on around the world. And they're going to start to use it. And I commend the Falcons and Coach Quinn and everybody for giving them the opportunity and making this PSA and knowing, letting people know how important it is to go out there and vote.
This is through the Arthur Blank family of businesses to honor the 55th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, and of course about education, registration, and participation in what will be a heavily voted on election in November. I think record-setting by a lot of terms, and so the Falcons have done an outreach, and there's more on their website at AtlantaFalcons.com. As for the team that's out in Flowery Branch right now, the Falcons, there's another story here, Hugh, and I kind of, before we get into the Falcons here, these offseason lists, okay, they are what they are, I get that. The offseason lists are offseason lists, but CBS did something this morning in terms of their one of the power rankings they've done that I just want to mention for a second. You know Jason LaConfora, correct? Everybody, I'm not talking about
Jason.
You.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the audience. Of course you do. So he power ranked all the divisions in the NFL, all right? He had the NFC West number one, just ahead of the NFC South, which is fine. I don't really care how he ranks them. He did rank the NFC East as the worst division in the NFL.
Well, it is only two teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't – yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's what he said about this, okay? Now, I normally don't necessarily – I'm not in my feelings. I'm just going to read what Jason wrote, and I want everybody to –
like you are a little bit.
No, because this is why I'm going to preface this, Hugh. I'm wondering if he's right and I'm wrong, because he's got me questioning myself, all right? So this is what he wrote. Number one, NFC West, and this is at the top of the NFC West, and then I'll move to the NFC South. He said, this was tough. I went back and forth here between the NFC West and NFC South, divisions which I believe contain two very legitimate Super Bowl favorites, another team I believe has the potential to be far better than some think, and a fourth team that has serious issues. Okay? So two Super Bowl contenders, a team that has the potential to be far better than anyone thinks, and a team with serious issues. So he ranks the NFC West ahead of the NFC South. And then he gets down to the NFC South. He's talking about the Bucs and the Saints. I have them. Either one can win it all. Those are your two Super Bowl contenders. And then he writes this. I like the Panthers to be better than you think, and particularly interesting on offense, and Teddy Bridgewater is a great fit there who already knows the system. The Falcons, however, are on borrowed time and just might once again have the meaningful part of their season over by Halloween. They'll pad their win totals by week 17 to try and make you forget all about the first 8 weeks again. Ooh, man.
He's echoing the sentiments of a lot of people, John. I mean, you know, you got to be realistic when you listen to what he's saying, you know, and get out of your feelings a little bit. A lot of people kind of feel like that about the Falcons, like they're fool's gold. Like Coach Quinn basically just got to stay at execution when everything happened in the way that they ended the season. To be totally honest, I mean, I don't feel that way. But, you know, when you look at the way that they played and what everybody said, I mean, a lot of people feel that way. And they feel strongly about that. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. It. But at the same time, as a Falcons fan and being here in Atlanta and us dealing with this, isn't this how it is for us every year? I mean, think about that. Every year, the Falcons have been slighted going into the season since they went to the Super Bowl. Even the year they went to the Super Bowl, they were slighted. So, I mean, I wouldn't get all up in my feelings about that. That's just how the Falcons are viewed for whatever reason. That's just how it is.
And some of it you earn. I mean, there have been, you know,
highs, look at
lows.
The way the season ended, John. Yeah, look at the way the season ended. So, I mean, it's like one of those things. I mean, I know you're in your feelings and everything, and it hurts. But we had a whole lot of bravado at the beginning of the year talking about we were going to do this, that, and the third, and didn't get it done. And, you know, luckily for us, you know, and when you look at the state of the NFL and how many coaches lost their jobs, it's great for us that Coach Quinn is here and we don't have to, you know, bring in a new head coach. But, yeah, all of that is valid. That's a valid criticism.
Well, I guess I you know, and it's really not so much my feelings. This is why I said I'm not really in my feelings about this. I'm trying to be analytical about it to the degree that I look at the Atlanta Falcons, I look at the Carolina Panthers, I look at Tampa and New Orleans, and I see a Falcons team that I think can be a 10-win team. I think they have the talent to do it. I think they're better on defense, you know, than they were at the end of last year in terms of having Keanu Neal and Dante Fowler, for example. And now you add Denard in there. There have been upgrades in certain positions for a defense that was one of the best in the NFL the last half of last year. They have weapons on offense. Now you add Todd Gurley into the mix. I think that they are a better team on paper than they were in the second half of last season when they went 6-2, went on the road, beat San Francisco, and beat New Orleans. So, I don't know how to, judge, notwithstanding, COVID, which is a thing, or no fans, or, injuries in general. There's a lot that could play into this. I understand that. But I really don't understand how you can't look at the Falcons and think, okay, if there's a team that's going to be a surprise in the NFC, it might be them. And yet Jason LaCanfora comes out and basically says, no, they're going to suck. And I'm like, okay, am I missing something here?
Did he actually say that, John?
Yes, he said, they'll pad their win totals by week 17 to make you forget all about the first 8 weeks again. In other words, they're going 1-7.
Well, that's his prediction. That's right. Not saying they suck.
What if 7 says they suck? If they're 1-7, Dan Quinn's not coaching this team by midyear, right?
No, John, first of all, let's be real. If it starts out the way that it did last year, there might be a wholesale change early. I don't think that that's going to be the case. I mean, that's just keep it 100. I don't think that's going to be the case. But as far as what he's saying, look at the way that it happened in the beginning of the season. And look at the way that this is the stat that people, and we really don't want to talk about. This team, since the Super Bowl, has not been the same. And, it's kind of the elephant in the room, a little bit of the elephant in the room. No question about that. It's a little bit of the elephant in the room. And I think that now the realization is that people are starting to see that, and that's what they're kind of hanging on to. See, the difference is this. We're here. We're here every day. And, we're on board with this team, and sometimes I think we look at it and we don't want to see it for what it might be because we're so close to it. But this is the year. Like, you can't get off to a 1-3 start. Can't have it. I don't care what's going on, COVID or not. Can't get off to a 1-3 start. That's going to be a bad look. That's definitely going to be a bad look. They got to get it done this year. And that's probably why the pundits are writing the way that they're writing about the Atlanta Falcons. But we've been here before, been underdogs before. It's nothing new. Just fight through it.
Dante Fowler's impact on the Falcons will be a key to their success this year. What about the guy he replaced, Vic Beasley, and his impact on the Tennessee Titans? Tell you the latest there next. Morning Show with John and Hill on Sports Radio 99 The Game and worldwide at radio.com.
This is Boomer Esiason.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios, Alabama to South Carolina, Chattanooga to Macon, and of course worldwide at radio.com. It is time for the pick six there, Hugh Douglas. Got your thinking cap on?
Oh, no, I was singing a song.
Oh,
a doggy dog.
Maybe the song should be Forget You, Abe. Here we go with Abe, the producer. This is Abe, I understand, the reverse of what we did yesterday. Is that correct? And the Atlanta Falcons working out at Flowery Branch on what could be a very interesting day today on this Thursday, August the 9th. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. And we'll lean on the 10-year vet, 3-time Pro Bowler, and all that kind of good stuff when it comes to the NFL, that is Hugh Douglas and his knowledge of the game. Now, Hugh, today at 4 o'clock is the NFL's deadline to opt out. According to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, as of 7:23 this morning, there have been 60 players who have opted out for this season, and we'll see how many more opt out by the 4 p.m. Deadline. Are you surprised that it's been that many, or are you surprised it's been that few, considering the decision that a lot of these guys have to make, and the fact that there are, nearly roughly 2,000 NFL players, that the number is at 60 at the moment? Is that a lot or a little? I can't determine.
I would, John, it's kind of hard to say because in this situation, respect everybody's position mm-hmm. on this. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, I totally understand. So it's really one of those where it's like a little bit of a gray area. But I would say. I was surprised, a little bit surprised that many people opted out.
And we'll see how many more do before 4 p.m. And one of the questions is Vic Beasley going to be one of those guys that will opt out? Remember what happened with Cespedes and the Mets, he didn't show up, and suddenly he decides, you know, that he opts out. You know, I mean, we heard all that kind of stuff about him, how he was, yeah, I'm done, I'm opting out. Well, Vic Beasley is a no-show in Nashville. And not only is he a no-show, well, this is Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, on Vic Beasley.
Yeah, me personally, you know, we're excited to see Vic when he gets here. Again, have not he's not here. Everybody else is. You know, he's under contract. We expect him to be here. But again, have not have reached out. Have not had you know much conversation with him. You know, we still look forward to getting him in here and coaching him when he gets here. I want to coach him and want him to be a part of the football team. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
I'm gonna put some words in his mouth here. When he says we've reached out and had not much conversation with him, I'm gonna say that means they haven't talked to him. Where the hell are you?
See, and that's the thing. That's the tough part about this, John, is that's the only thing that we're left with. We're left with speculation. We're left with speculation about what's going on with Vic Beasley, and it's hard to say. Now, reading into that, I mean, I don't know if Vic Beasley's sick. I don't know if I don't know. And unfortunate thing, and the reality of it all is, we're all thinking it's COVID. I mean, that's the only thing that it could be. It's COVID. But he's playing it real close to the vest, which is his prerogative. That's his right as a human being. He can do that. But it's like when you don't say anything, you leave it up to us to just speculate on everything. And you know, I know that's not a cool place to be in. You know, some people feel some kind of way about that. But, you know, this is our job, and this is what we do. And when we don't hear anything about Vic Beasley or how he's doing or his well-being, anything like that, that's kind of what we're left with.
You know, and we wish the best for Vic. I do. I mean, Vic was a great player for us. He had a phenomenal year and, you know, led the NFL in sacks in 2016. He's a very, by the way, very likable guy. Really like Vic. He's very, you know, very likable guy.
No question.
There was some frustration over his production. I get that, but that doesn't mean that we don't want, you know, the very best for Vic when he goes up to Nashville. And I certainly hope you that he's okay. And if he's going to opt out, then that's his decision. And I respect the opt out decision of everybody playing professional sports, and especially Hugh, those who play professional football, given the nature of the game. And that's his choice. It's fine. I'm just sort of surprised that he's so incommunicado, apparently, with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you talk about, you know, your employer. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, if anybody should know what's going on with you, it's your employer. I mean, that's just my mindset. Now, I don't know what type of arrangement that they have there in Tennessee with Vic, but that's my thinking about it, John. It's like, man, you at least got to let your employer know what's going on with you.
Well, speaking of letting your employer know about what's going on, how about you let your players know what's going on, and then you're lying to them at the same time. John Gruden did this to the L.A. Raiders, to the Las Vegas Raiders, pardon me, L.A. Raiders. Gee, well, how many places have they been? The Las Vegas Raiders, apparently, you know, he wanted to test the waters with his team and say, you know, hey, I'm positive for coronavirus. Only thing was, he wasn't. Mike Garofolo, the NFL Network, on this.
The Raiders players logging on to a Zoom call last week expecting to see John Gruden. Instead, they saw Rich Bisaccia, the special teams coach and the assistant head coach. Bisaccia told them, guys, Coach Gruden has COVID, and he's at the hospital now, and he's being taken care of, and the players were taken aback. Whoa! They shortly thereafter told him, you know what? We're just putting you on a little bit. And it wasn't a joke. What it was the team illustrating to the players that this could happen at any moment to anybody. And mind you, this was a couple days before Doug Peterson with the Eagles tested positive. So the point of the players was, you've got to stay ready. You've got to stay ready. Everybody's got to stay ready.
I don't think that fly. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
not
that,
with
that,
me.
That didn't fly. I mean, you know, hey, I like Coach Grudahl. Grudahl's a good dude. That probably was a little bit too much. I mean, yeah, that was too much. That was a little bit too much.
I get what they were trying to do, but no.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is the thing that you have to respect, and this is the thing that I try to respect when it comes to this. yeah, you know, to some people, this is no worse than a cold. I've gotten those conversations, and people want to compare it to a cold. I get all of that. But you need to understand that everybody, it doesn't impact you like it has everybody else. You need to understand that. And like I think I've said this on the air before, I had a friend of mine whose brother died from this. There's a couple of people that I've read in the paper that have died from this. Now, granted, there's a lot of people that are asymptomatic, and there are a lot of people that get sick and they get healthy. That's not the same for everybody, and that's why it makes it so serious. It's because you don't know how it's going to impact you. So I think that with that being said, you need to be a little bit more sensitive to how it might, you know, play to somebody else. I mean, let's just be real with it. Somebody else might not find, you know, what you find funny. They might not find it funny. And you need to be sensitive to those people and respectful.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they did this. I think they, you know, hey, let's shock our players. You know, you say, yeah, you know, we're going to shock our players. And, you know, well, okay, except that, you know what, that's not the way to do it. I mean, hopefully they, because if for no other reason than right, I think you hear what you just said is right. Yeah, you got to be sensitive to the fact that, you know, there are those of us that have been touched by coronavirus. And then also the fact that it's bad karma, you know,
yeah.
I mean, to
me. Because if you mess around and you get it.
Yeah.
And it ain't as funny as you thought it was when you were pretending that you had it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That
could
happen,
actually
too.
Actually has it, you know, right? People are like, yeah, right, sure, ha, ha, ha. One other quick NFL note. Apparently Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes are going to have some kind of a throwing contest, all right? Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes. Here's Josh Allen on what they're going to do.
One, yes, I'm game. We're working on it. We had something in place, actually, supposed to be going this summer, but obviously some COVID restrictions had that kind of shot down. But, yes, I'm game. I think, you know, Pat's got obviously – one of the strongest arms in the league. He's, if not the best quarterback in the league right now, just the things that he can do on the football field, it's pretty unbelievable to watch. And congrats to him and what he's been able to accomplish there. I'm a big fan of his and his game and his play style. So, yeah, I'd love to finally settle this and figure it out.
Yeah, they're going to have a who could throw it the longest contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should be pretty fun. I mean, probably most people got their money on Pat Mahomes, though, when it comes to that. So, yeah, we'll see.
Josh Allen has a cannon. I might actually wager on him. The difference being that Pat Mahomes, with his long, he'll actually be on target. That's the difference here.
I knew you was going to try to figure out some way to, you know, shoot.
Well, overthrow. Josh Allen overthrows everybody. I mean, but, you know, but, hey, look, he's a far better quarterback than Matt Ryan. So, let's just, I mean, we'll establish that. I mean, we get that one. Josh Allen.
I thought you weren't in your feelings this morning.
Josh Allen won't even be the starter by middle of the year. You know, Jake Fromm's going to be the starter there. All right. He throws it a long way. So what? You know,
Jake Fromm, you still on that Jake Fromm going to be the starter? Okay.
Yeah.
I say it with conviction. Say it with your chest, John.
Yes.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, John.
Hey, Jake Fromm is a better quarterback than Josh Allen. Josh Allen has a strong arm. That's it. I mean, so did Jamarcus Russell had a strong arm. Jeff George had a strong arm. Big deal. Strong arm doesn't mean that much.
Say it with your chest, John Freaky. Tell them like you say it like you mean.
You know, there's a little
say
thing
it like
called
you mean.
Accuracy, okay? Josh Allen, sometimes it's like he rolls out of the pocket or steps up in the pocket and throws it a long way just to prove how far he can throw it. He's not actually trying to complete the pass. Look at me.
Is that what it is, John Freaky? He's
I mean, he could probably launch it 80 yards. I mean, Josh Allen has a cannon of an arm. I mean, no question.
Look at me. I can throw far.
That's what it is. I think he's just showing off. All right. Pick six is the reverse of what the pick six was yesterday. If you missed yesterday, then we'll explain it on the other side as we get rolling through this Thursday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game, and worldwide at radio.com.
That is correct, gentlemen. Good morning again. Yesterday we did team names that make the least sense to me. Some do make sense, but I just don't like them, so I threw them on the list anyways. But today we have team names, six of them, that make the most sense. I will tell you this. There are three teams in the NBA, two in baseball, and one in hockey.
Okay.
Wow, this is going to be harder than I anticipated.
Because my first guess,
you'll find a trend as we get into the list, you'll find somewhat of a trend or I guess understanding of why I think these team names make sense.
Okay. Oh, because I had four NFL teams written down. First of course, was Houston Texans.
Yeah, he got jokes. He got jokes.
Well, wait, how does it not make sense?
Hugh, your guess.
Wait
a second. How does the Houston Texans not make any sense? It makes perfect sense. They're
the Atlanta
Texas,
Georgians, is that a good teammate too?
Well, it's not a question of what's good.
You just got to the point now where you just like to poke the bear, right, John? Because that you knew that was going to happen when you said that.
Again, it's not about whether he likes it or not. It's whether I get a context, whether it makes sense. It makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, okay. So in that vein of that thinking, John, I thought more so on the lines of what made sense, like the name made sense for the city or relevant to the team in some kind of way.
All right, you go.
So I picked, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles.
You are not necessarily on the right path, although it sounded like what you were talking through made sense. And then the Eagles didn't make sense.
Yeah. Here's a legitimate one, okay?
I hate you, Abe.
You were headed the right way, and then you said Philadelphia Eagles. I'm like, oh.
The birthplace of freedom?
Yeah, well, Hugh, I think what he's going with his Philadelphia 76ers.
No, that wasn't
Oh,
where
for
I was
God's
going.
Sake.
Okay, how about this one? The Minnesota Twins.
Twin Cities, but representing a whole state, not Minneapolis, so no.
How are the Philadelphia 76ers? That was the number one team I had down.
Yeah, come on, man.
Where else would be more relevant to make sense than Philadelphia 76ers? Is San Francisco 49ers on the list?
No, for the same reason the 76ers aren't. And they do make sense. I'm not arguing that these team names don't make sense. These team names absolutely make sense. That's not the argument. But do they make the most sense? Did they make my list? No.
Okay.
There's no argument. What your guesses all make sense.
Okay. The Miami Heat.
Miami Heat, Hugh Douglas. There we go. Our first correct answer of the day. The Miami Heat makes a ton of sense. What is the one thing you fear? Well, you know what, Hugh? Don't answer this. But one of the things that gets you when you're down in Miami is the heat. It is tied to the city on a daily basis.
Boy,
so
okay,
I put the Miami Heat on my list.
The Phoenix Heat. Okay, I mean
the Phoenix Suns.
I know. I mean, okay, that makes sense to me too.
Not on the list, but that does. Another one. A lot of these teams. That's why yesterday's list was a little bit. You had to pick and choose. There are more team names that make sense than don't make sense.
Okay.
So far, you are not doing great so far. But Miami Heat is on
the list. We're doing fine. It's the list we're hitting. Montreal Canadiens not on the list, right? Because for the same reason Houston Texans, because everybody in Canada could be the Canadiens.
Correct.
I got one. The Carolina Hurricanes.
Good guess. There is a similar team name on here to some extent that does play hockey. But, again, a team that makes perfect sense, but didn't make my top six. But another one that does make sense.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Milwaukee Brewers, John Fricke. Obviously, brewing is something tied to the history of the city of Milwaukee. And for that reason, it makes my list. You see where I'm going with this now?
Yeah, like Philadelphia 76ers, it tied to the city and all that kind of stuff.
A little bit, but didn't make the list.
Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers makes
the
list.
That's a good one.
Another one. Texas Rangers is somewhat of a controversial group going back historically, but... feared, nonetheless, and certainly they have a role and place in history in that state, really in the entire Southwest. Texas Rangers, Milwaukee Brewers, Miami Heat. We are halfway through the list, guys.
Colorado Rockies.
Colorado Rockies is not on the list, but it is a perfect guess. It's another one that makes sense. Didn't make my six, thought about it. No, it's a good guess, you.
No, I mean, look, I'm not mad at the guess.
I could have thrown
86
of these on here, and you would have guessed all around it. I mean,
Orin wants to guess.
Good answers here.
Right, Orin.
Orin wants to take a guess.
See, I'm going
to
stay in that same state, Hugh, and instead of the Rockies, I'm going to go with the Avalanche.
Did not go with the Avalanche, but again, it makes a lot of people's lists. These all make sense. Just not my list. Not my top six.
So I'm assuming no other, football teams, so the Swampers are off. All right, scratch those, even though it makes perfect
Ooh,
sense.
I got one. I got a guess. Is it my turn to guess?
Sure.
If you'd like it to be.
The New England Patriots.
No.
Well, that makes
– Good guess, though. It does make sense, John. All this, it's not about which makes sense.
It's his list.
All of the lists we've done.
I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't think of Miami. I never thought of Heat of Miami. I think of Miami. I think of beach. I mean, that's what I think of. I think of beach. I don't think of heat. I never thought of heat of Miami.
Well, you go to the beach. It's hot.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not worried about the weather. I want it to be warm because it's South Beach. You get my drift. Okay, some more.
Two NBA and one NHL left. This is my list of team names that make the most sense. This is one of all of the pick sixes we've probably ever done. This is the one where you really have to get into my head the most because there's so many possible answers here. There's so many good guesses. You guys haven't said, well, except for John Frickie with Houston, Texas, you haven't said a single one that I wouldn't even, that wasn't considered. Every single one you've mentioned has been considered, but you're still missing the three I actually put on the list.
I'm going to stay in Houston. I'm going to go with the Houston Rockets.
Houston Rockets. I absolutely put them on the list. Good job, Hugh Douglas. Obviously, the history there, NASA and all that stuff, we know what's going on. So they did make the list for me.
Yay!
We got two left. Two left. One NBA and one NHL.
New York Islanders.
Another perfect answer. Not on the list, but makes sense. Makes a ton of sense. Remember, I said that the hockey team is somewhat similar to the Carolina Hurricanes.
I had NFL teams.
How about
Green Bay Packers makes sense. Pittsburgh Steelers makes sense.
Green Bay Packers was very close to making the list. I actually didn't put it on the list because I thought you would guess it, and I didn't want to be too obvious.
Yeah.
How about the Portland Trail Blazers?
No. East Coast. Both these teams are Eastern Conference teams.
Boston Celtics.
Nope.
New York Knickerbockers.
Nope.
Named after the Knickerbocker people of New York.
The team that's in the NBA is in the realm of
Detroit Pistons.
Why? Yeah, exactly. Detroit Pistons. I say they're in the realm of why the Brewers are named the Brewers. Obviously, Detroit, their history.
Oh, so it was. I was right.
Yes, Detroit is on my list.
Oh, okay. I was just throwing them out there.
We've narrowed it down to one NHL team. It's Eastern Conference. You have 16 guesses. Washington Capitals is not on the list. Carolina Hurricanes is not on the list. The New York Islanders is not on the list. You're down to 11 possible teams, I think.
I mean, nothing else makes sense here. I mean, obviously, St. Louis Cardinals.
What if
doesn't
I told you
sense.
It was a weather phenomenon? A weather phenomenon.
Well, Tampa Bay Lightning Hurricane, doesn't make any
we
sense.
Said the Lightning?
How about the Oklahoma City Thunder?
How does the Tampa Bay Lightning not make sense?
Because nobody considers Lightning in Tampa. If you think of Lightning, you're thinking of like the Midwest. You're thinking not down in Florida.
I think of Tampa.
I don't think of Lightning. I think of retired people. It has more Tampa
lightning
people.
Strikes in Tampa
okay, that
Bay
makes sense.
Are we
arguing about who has Lightning? That's what we're arguing about. Tampa Bay Lightning.
Capital of the world. Tampa. No, I just don't think about it. I mean, but that's just me. I try to get it. Abe's brain is different.
No Turkey. Patriots. We're just gonna start yelling out answers. Yeah, basically, that song is timely.
Hey, all right. Seal it up with standing here. What's the final list, Abe? Give it to us.
We had Milwaukee Brewers and Detroit Pistons, Miami Heat, Texas Rangers, Houston Rockets, and of course, obviously, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, obviously.
Obviously.
I get you. Obviously. All right. We'll do a little rapid fire, and we'll keep the fun going here, and then they can kind of yell at me a little bit, which is, you know, the turnabout fair play. As we continue next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and Sports Radio 92 on the Game worldwide at radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.